The kids present Kudos Kirby, a celebration of the journey of Jack Kirby's lesser known works. And here is your host, Angus.
Welcome to Kudos Kirby, a comics journey into Jack Kirby's lesser-known works. I'm Angus, and will be your guide through the monthly expedition to uncover those hidden gems from the King of Comics' over 20,000 comic book pages. We hope you enjoy this latest adventure in the journey.
Motherbot, please camouflage all extraterrestrial energy signatures and scan the planet and advise. What we seek is on world. Let us...
Genosphere is on Earth!
Then we shall take her back! The Forever People will not be denied!
And woe to any who stand in our way.
They believe. They judge. They kill. Beware of the justifiers. The next victim may be you or Forever People. Live by my rules or die. It's the brainchild of Glorious Godfrey. If you fear life, Godfrey will save you with anti-life. That is the great thing about our movement. That these members are uniform, not only in ideas, but even the facial expression is almost the same. Quote by Adolf Hitler. Thus, Apocalypse makes contact with Earth. Thus, the harbingers of Holocaust link up with the human minds and hearts that wait to act in chaos. Like the ancient witch doctors of old, Glorious Godfrey sounds the clarion call and begins the dance of death. In modern times, the message of anti-life is powerful, and its disciples must strike first at the Forever People. Read Life versus Anti-Life. Written, drawn, and edited by Jack Kirby. Inked by Vince Coletta. And thus begins Forever People, Volume 1, Issue Number 3 from July 1971. Our executive editor is Carmine Infantino. And as stated before, writer is Jack Kirby, penciler is Jack Kirby, inker Vince Coletta, letterer is John Costanza, and editor of the story is Jack Kirby. The Forever People are confronted by the menace of Glorious Godfrey, who is one of Darkseid's lieutenants. He's an evangelist who preaches the concept of anti-life and recruits people to become fanatical justifiers who destroy and kill on command. The Forever People, these five young New Genesis members, unite to battle Godfrey as the one and only Infinity Man. But Darkseid appears, banishes the Infinity Man, and restores the Forever People to their original state, then delivers them to his menacing lieutenant, Desaad. This is a very powerful issue. Jack Kirby, having been born into a Jewish family and having fought in Europe during World War II as a forward observer and a drawer of maps to help out the Allied cause to fight Nazism and anti-Semitism and oppression, and to beat back Hitler's blitzkrieg across Europe. Jack would forever be impacted throughout the rest of his life by the horror that he observed while serving in the Army in World War II and the atrocities that were committed against Jewish peoples through the Holocaust. Jack made it his personal mission to make sure that no one ever forgot. That if you forget your history, you're doomed to repeat it. And he never wanted to see that. And that is very apparent here through the pages of Forever People. When we have Glorious Godfrey introduced, you basically have Jack creating Joseph Goebbels, who was Hitler's main propagandist. He is the drum calling the faithful towards the anti-life. The one who seeks believers must be a believer himself. And such a striking and vigorous dynamo of belief is Glorious Godfrey. In a troubled, fearful world, he faces his audience with his truth and fire, which is magnified by an awe-inspiring setting. Jack, in only Kirby fashion, recreates the horror of those Nazi Nuremberg rallies here within the pages of Forever People, but making it applicable to this apocalypse versus new Genesis conflict. So Glorious Godfrey here is completely dressed up. The theater is set. You have these musicians who are playing these tunes to rile up the faithful in the crowd. You have these large banners being flown. Life will make you doubt. Anti-life will make you right. Life has pitfalls. Anti-life is protection. You can justify anything with anti-life. Judge others, enslave others, kill others. Anti-life will give you the right. And all of Godfrey's followers, top lieutenants, are dressed to the nines in uniform costumes. There is no mistaking what Jack is going for here in these pages. Yes, friends, and this is Godfrey, though life is ever filled with those who threaten us, it is anti-life which gives us the power to eliminate them. The Holocaust is coming. The day of apocalypse on Earth. The day of Darkseid, who brings this power for only us to see. Here is this messianic call that's happening. Very reminiscent of Goebbels setting the stage for the appearance of Hitler. This is an amazing issue of Forever People, an extremely important read. You have the faithful here of the anti-life being declared as the justifiers. They're going to justify their actions. They're going to round up the unfaithful. You have one of these justifiers in opening panels attacking a child who is obviously impaired, preying on the weak, rounding them up, and setting them in these vans so they can head off to a camp where they're rounded off, persecuted, tortured. Jack is not subtle. And there should never be subtlety when dealing with a subject such as this. But he completely makes this in the framework of his world and the conflict between the new gods, between Apocalypse and New Genesis. And with that, he really lays into some powerful illustrations on the pages where you are introduced to Desaad. Desaad runs this hideous, hideous camp. He is the one who is responsible for rounding up these individuals, the unfaithful, the unclean, if you will, and getting them onto these transports. And he really takes on the character of Heinrich Himmler, who was the chief architect of the Holocaust, the rounding up of Jewish people, sending them to work camps, prison camps, torture camps. And that is Desaad here. And essentially, you have Darkseid playing that role of Hitler. So the inspirations and the lessons that can be learned out of this issue are numerous. And Jack leaves nothing to the imagination with regards to the point that he wishes to get across. Because he ends on this panel, the teaser for the next issue. Desaad is soon on his way aboard the same aero van. And these are these aero vans that they are rounding up these folks to send them off to his camp, that carries his captives, the young forever people. But their destination is the most bizarre and terrifying structure ever seen by the eyes of man. It is Desaad's own little domain on Earth, a pilot project of purgatory where torment is computed, death is controlled, and escape impossible. Don't miss Kingdom of the Damned. Wow. What appears to be initially a cool little book of Jack Kirby reaching out to this next generation of the 60s, the hippies, embracing that peace and love ethos in that first issue, quickly, by issue 3, turns into a very, very serious narrative about an oppressive force and the persecution of vulnerable and innocent people. This will be very interesting to see how the story continues to unfold in issue number 4. Kudos, Kirby.